Of course, Nicole just had to run off and stay in the same cabin as her boyfriend instead of sticking to the original plan. What is the point of even having a plan if she isn't going to stick with it? Like, I get it, you have a boyfriend, but there's no need to go and flaunt it and shove your relationship down everyone's throats. God. Oh, hey. Oh, great. It's you. Can this day get any worse? Can you be more annoying? If you don't want to hear me complaining, as you so intelligently put it, then you're more than welcome to sleep outside. Better yet, third wheel with Nicole and her boyfriend. I'm assuming he made you switch? Great. Close the door on your way out. It may be two nights, but it's two nights too long in my opinion. Clearly, you care. Otherwise, you wouldn't be annoyed. Besides, the offer of you sleeping outside still stands. If I knew you were going to be on this trip, I wouldn't have come in the first place. Please, the moment you heard Sierra would be here, you instantly said yes. Everyone in the group knows how much you like her. Jealous of what? Your inability to score with her? I would rather choke on my own vomit than breathe the same air as you. What makes you think I'm in love with you? I am very well aware that we don't have to talk to each other, so shut up for the rest of the night. Thank you. And what do you think you're doing? You think you're cute, don't you? Can't you sleep on the couch? I think the fuck not. Get off. Have fun on the couch. What, asshole? What are you gonna do? Shove me out the window like you did in freshman year of college? Oh yeah, I'm sure it was just as much of an accident when you threw my hard drive with my final thesis on it into the school fountain, or the time where you took half-naked pictures of me when I was changing. And yet, you still can't apologize. Please, take you and your massive ego out of here. It is way too late for you to be saying sorry. Now get out. Oh, don't you dare start that with me. Me sabotaging any chance you had with that one girl. What was her name again? Oh yeah, Kate is nothing compared to the shit that you've pulled on me. I only planted that cat in your room because you had the audacity to pour water all over me in the middle of the cafeteria. You shoved me out of a two-story building. I think we're even. I don't know why you do half the things you do, so don't ask me. Maybe if you weren't so adamant on hating me, we wouldn't be in this mess. You don't hate me. Then why would you do all of that shit to me if you don't hate me? So you decide to shove me out of a building in order to get my attention? Well, you definitely got what you wanted, that's for sure. Forgive and move on? You have got to be kidding me, right? I mean, who in their right mind would actually think that this is something to just forget? Like, asshole, what are you doing? What was that for? What do you mean I'm blind? What are you... You are? I wish you would have said something sooner. How? Normally, I would say I hated it, but I didn't. Do you really want to do this? I'd be flustered if you were someone I didn't know for a long time. What are you... Oh, fuck. I'd practice, huh? Fuck. Your fingers feel so good. Fuck. Yes. Right there. Oh, God. Please. Why'd you stop? You are an asshole. You want me to beg? Absolutely not. I'm not that desperate. Please. There's nothing you can do that a vibrator can't do better. What now? Please. Me? Being difficult? I think you're more desperate than you let on. What now? Fuck. No. No, stop. You are genuinely a piece of shit. You know that? You what? Fuck you. The only reason why you're still here is because I'm allowing this to happen. You are a despicable human being. Touché. God, I hate you, but why do you have to feel so good? Oh. God, please don't stop. Fine. Yes! You're good at this. Are you happy now? Fine. Please. Please make me come. Very much despise you.